Brand new music to us. That was Mr. Moon and Chimes here on Nerox. Before that, you heard from Punch Drunk Tagalongs. It's a tongue twister.
I knew one of us was going to do that.
Bodies in Heaps, the name of the track. Before that, The Liars Revival with Clothes. And before Top of the Hour, Maura Rogers and The Bellows with Lion. We've got guests in the studio.
Yo,
welcome, guys.
What's up? Hey. How are you guys?
Good. Introduce yourselves real quick to our listeners.
I'm Tommy Christian.
I am Corey Boomer.
And you are?
From Mr. Moon.
50% of Mr. Moon.
Yeah, we're 50% of Mr. Moon.
Yep.
So do we get 50% of the interview?
No, not at all.
I feel like you're going to give a full effort for this.
Yeah, I try to give everything 100%.
Well, you're definitely going to give a full effort because you drove in from a ways out to get here.
I suppose, yeah. I could see why you'd think that. I don't necessarily think. We
have to drive to get anywhere. It's 20 minutes to the grocery store, you know?
Right. Anywhere cool that we want to go, it's 2 hours at least. Right.
Wow.
Once you've been to Cedar Point 10 times.
Right. Yeah. So we are close to Cedar Point is where we're located. So, yeah, a little bit of a drive, about an hour and a half. And, yeah.
Well, that's dedication. I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember these guys because we have guests on sometimes that, you know, They're a little late, and they live like 5 minutes away.
Right.
And we're just going to remember this and go, these guys from Mr. Moon.
The people that are from like Shaker and get lost coming to John Carroll.
Right.
You guys from what city now?
Norwalk.
You guys made it to Norwalk without calling us and going, hey, guys, we're lost.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
The time that we were here previous, a couple of months ago, I was actually really proud of how we got to this station, no problem.
Yep.
You know, it was really easy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, before we get more into that, Mr. Moon, you guys are going to have your EP release show
yep.
with By Light We Loom and the Punch Drunk Tagalongs at Coda. this Saturday. Have you been to Coda before?
Yes, we have. Played Coda several times.
Yep, we love it there. It's some of the best bar food that we've ever been privileged to eat, for sure.
Yeah. They have a lot of cheese on the menu. That's a good thing.
There's a lot of cheese, a lot of fried stuff, a lot of stuff like that. But, you know, a little bit nicer than your general cheese and fried stuff.
Right. This is America anyway, right?
Well, what's it like? So in Norwalk, if you're a musician in Norwalk, I don't mean to make a big deal about this, but I'm fascinated because you guys
know. No, by all means.
Yeah. So what's it like? I mean, where do you play? Where do you?
Well, I think the first thing I would note is that besides being in like a high school band or in my case orchestra, there is no community that allows young musicians to learn about the other side of music. So like not academic, you know, because like no one, I know it sounds dumb, but like no one like told me like, hey, you know that you could like go do this other route, you know?
Right.
Like,
he took violin in high school and went on a little bit after that with it. So he's coming from that perspective where you're not, it's almost like that world doesn't even exist where like we didn't even know that musicians could go play and do it by themselves. Right. You know what I mean?
There was one band from our area, the Womack Family Band, they were the only band that was like going
original
out,
music and
like, yeah, doing original it. Music and like going out and playing and stuff. So they were the only example we had.
Right.
Like,
and other than that, the scene is, you know, more of like, well, the islands are close to us, Put-in Bay and Kelly's Island.
Sure,
so that kind of culture of music kind of bleeds in like winery, acoustic type of stuff like that. So there is a little bit of that. But as far as like an original music scene and, you know, when we come up here and hang out with Cleveland musicians and hang out with the people at Coda, there's not as much of a community that surrounds it.
Right.
There's not as much encouragement or stuff like that with the musicians.
Like,
I definitely think that's true.
Yeah, like I really don't mean this to sound like disrespectful, like I'm trashing my hometown because I love my hometown. Like I really do. But like, you know, cover bands do better.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's just, it's not the same support like when you go to Cleveland or Columbus, you know, like It's really interesting.
Yeah, there's not – when you go to Cleveland and Columbus, that people are already excited about original music.
Right.
You don't have to convince them that original music can be cool when you go in. Like you go in and there's young kids who are our age who like are like trying to hear new cool stuff, whereas around us we play shows and I think there are people that do that. There definitely are. We have people that are local that are super good to us, you know, and that definitely exists. But I think that there's just not that excitement that you have from music fans in the bigger city and stuff like that. For whatever reason, there's just not enough people, I guess, to be excited about
it. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like it also there's just like now every band and musician that's playing gigs and stuff, like we are friends with them and we know them personally.
Yeah, right.
Like that, you know, like whereas like someone in Columbus, like there's bands everywhere. There's no way you could know them all. Not here, not where we're from. Like, we're pretty tight knit, you know?
Right.
Like, which is cool because we're outside of genre a little bit in that sense, you know? Like some of our best friends have like our not music that's like ours at all that we play shows with them and we don't care like about
because we don't have a choice.
We don't have a choice.
There's not a big pool of musicians to choose from.
Right. And obviously that's starting to change though especially over the past I would say 6 to 8 months or whatever because we've been showing up in Cleveland and Columbus a lot, you know, which has been just awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So given everything that we just said, it's so cool to like feel like we have the opportunity to go out and like be accepted in Cleveland, Columbus, because if Mr. Moon was limited to just our area, I don't think that we would survive very well as a band. You know?
Well, no. So do you guys have one band vehicle that you put lots of miles on?
Yeah, that is
what was its mileage when you started?
Oil changed right now. I think Mr. Moon's probably. We've been going for about a year. We haven't had the vehicle the whole time. I think we've put a couple thousand miles on it for sure. There's no doubt about it.
And
it's a big van, so it gets expensive.
Well, you were talking about mutual friends. We have a mutual friend, Mr. Seth Bain.
Yes,
who set this interview up. Now, he actually, so he's living in Columbus.
He is living in Columbus now, but he's a Clevelander.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And so you have that triangle then between where you're at, Columbus, Cleveland.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So, Seth was living in Cleveland. He's in the band. He, from being a musician in the bigger city, like, because he grew up in Cleveland and stuff, he's just naturally the guy that knows more people, knows the venue owners and stuff. So he's kind of been in charge of, you know, our networking and stuff like that. So
just making
because
us meet
he's
people.
A Cleveland boy originally, and then he's in Columbus, he's done a fantastic job of using that triangle that you're talking about so that we can play for as many people as we can.
We're going to play another Mr. Moon track right now, but while we are, just think about what you want to say bad about him on the radio since he's not here.
Oh, easy. I got to
think of something good.
We already got it lined up.
Okay. Here's another track for you. Here's Mr. Moon and Pier on New Rocks. Pier by Mr. Moon here on NRX. They're in studio with us right now, and they're playing at Coda. When? Saturday night?
That is correct. On the first.
Yep. Along
with By Light We Loom and Punch Drunk Tagalongs.
Yep.
You said it right.
I pulled that out of thin air right now. So sweet. I'm proud of myself.
Welcome
right
to the interview, Eric. Nice to have you.
Glad you joined us.
Would you like my notes? I've got notes. I have a lot of questions for these guys.
Oh, sweet.
So where do I start? Okay, how about this? The artwork on your Mr. Moon.
Ooh, yeah. I'm glad you started
here.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Okay, so I actually love that. I get to talk about this. Okay, because I love it. And this is honestly a good example like where we're from. So Wellington, which is a nearby, even smaller town than Norwalk, you know, we're talking like bluegrass and like old school country, you know, Hank Williams and stuff like, you know, there's guys playing fiddle out there and stuff. So Grabus, who's in a band himself, he's also like a graphic designer and he's a really good buddy of mine. And like I threw out some conceptual words, but I didn't give him any firm ideas. And, you know, I describe who Mr. Moon was, like who Mr. Moon is. And he just, it was literally less than 48 hours later that he sent me the rough draft, which is basically exactly this. And he just did an incredible job. And you would never guess it, that he's sitting in this like tiny, tiny town working in a dirty kitchen. Dirty kitchen.
Right. And so, yeah, it's just
dirty as dirty gets.
Right.
Kitchen.
I'm looking at it trying to figure out what all I'm seeing mm-hmm. in this.
That's good.
I think there's a little bit of that that was intentional.
There's a lot of things in there.
It really is amazing to us because, like you said, Grabus, who's not in the band but has been around for a while and he's seen us play, and you know, I would say that he's a fan of our music. You know, we're very conceptual as far as Mr. Moon as a band, but with the music and otherwise too, or at least we try to be, and we're always talking about imagery and stuff like that. And it was amazing that he was able to like basically pull that out of all of our heads, because when we were all like sitting there, like we're in the band, we're talking about all this stuff, like it's close to what any of us would have done, I'm sure, if we had the skills to be a graphic designer. But when he showed it to us, we were like, how did he know so well exactly what the cover for a Mr. Right. Moon album looks like? He's not in this band. How
really
could he know?
Did a great job. Yeah.
So, and the name of the disc, Point One, you are releasing that this weekend?
Yes.
Yep.
And the Point One, actually, our drummer, Corey Webb, that was his idea to call it Point One, and it's apparently a moon of Saturn, a moon of Saturn that was named Point One, and so you know it's cute.
so you've got By Light We Loom playing on your show.
Yep.
You guys couldn't be possibly from two further places,
musically.
Musically and location wise, because they're all the way out east side.
Okay, sure.
You guys are all the way out west. Yeah. Is Coda pretty much the center point? How did you guys end up meeting?
We've not met them actually.
Oh, okay.
We do not know
them yet.
I believe that Seth knows them a little bit from.
Of course,
I mean, he's
an
east sider, Cleveland. That's where he's from.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we don't know a ton of musicians or bands from outside very much anyway. So all of this is very new to us as far as meeting people and stuff like that. So
this might be a good time to mention too that Mr. Moon, we've only been established like a little over a year now.
Exactly.
I think it was in like April or May
or
whatever. And you know, and even then, I mean, established as in like we were started working on material and stuff, and we didn't start consistently playing, you know, it took us a couple months, but but then we, you know, hit it hard.
Right. So you're
about to be surprised.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. and you know, I did get on, after Seth set up the show, and I definitely I'm always super excited to check out all the bands we're playing with, because I feel very underexposed to my peers making music. You know what I mean? I really do. And every, like, I don't know, every time I go out, I see some drummer who I'm like, this kid, he's 22 years old and he's doing all this crazy right. stuff. Like, how could he possibly do all that at such a young age and blah, blah, blah. So I get blown away every time we go to a show. And I'm sure that I'm sure that all of us we're so excited to play with bands from not where we're at. It's right. so awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
It's really fun and it's really exhilarating and it's scary, you know, because like when you come from the place that we do, like it's almost like you put these cities and thus the scenes and thus the band and thus the audience on this pedestal, you know, where you're like, man, these are like city kids.
What about the radio hosts? People,
oh yeah, for sure,
definitely.
Everybody, man. And it's just like
you guys just seem terrified to be on the radio.
well, I don't. I'm not actually looking at any of the people listening to me. You know, otherwise, you know, I'd be having a minor heart attack every 5 minutes. But you know, but yeah. So like, it just going to the city, like sometimes, you know, it's scary, and you worry. You know, you worry about how people are going to be into you, because naturally our perspective is different. And it's actually funny, like I've been told before, like people have mentioned that I'm polite before, but like I don't know, maybe that's where I'm from, maybe my mama just raised me right or whatever.
Right. But
well,
yeah,
it was funny, because off the air I think you what did you say about the song? It was funny.
Oh yeah, it's a total Tommy Christian thing. He apologized to you for not liking the music before you had even heard it.
Well, I'm like, no, this is gonna be great. Yeah.
Well, it's ridiculous to assume that, you know, people are gonna like your stuff. You know.
Well, I like you guys. I think you are two cool cats. And
sweet,
you know,
dude.
Saturday it's all going down at Coda, Mr. Moon EP release show with By Light We Loom and Punch Drunk Tagalongs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm really excited. Yeah. I haven't played or listened to either one of those bands yet. Well, I like to keep it a surprise generally.
We'll play some more for you later.
Right on.
So, but why don't we play something else right now? We've got Lunatic.
Right now.
Lunatic off of Point One from Mr. Moon right now on NERX.
To the shadows, I watch you walk by close enough to know the corners of your eyes. Maniac is mad.
Mr. Moon and Lunatic here on Neon Rocks. I know the guys can't.
They're looking at us like, what?
Yeah, they can't hear the track as it's ending, but.
That's cool.
It's a cool ending.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I had to think for a second. Yeah.
I turned the mics on, and suddenly everybody else in the studio without headphones can't hear. So a little behind the scenes. Mr. Moon in studio with us right now. Their new disc, Point One, they're releasing this Saturday at Coda along with By Light We Loom and the Punch Drunk Tagalongs.
That's all correct, Eric Simna. You nailed it. Welcome to the interview. You are here. You have made it.
Welcome, Jason. Welcome back.
So, where can people find you?
We can be found at a lot of different places. Mr. Moon, MrMoon.com is our website. That is two times. And Mr. is spelled without MR period the proper way. We are on Facebook at Mr. Moon Makes Music. That is our slash Mr. Moon Makes Music, whatever it is. Yeah, our handle. And then Twitter, Instagram,
Mr. Moon Boys
for those. I wish that they weren't all different things so that maybe they were all the same and you could remember them, but they are all different. But it's not that hard to find us. We're definitely on all the social media and the website and all that stuff. So, do you want like our addresses?
No,
too? Do you
no,
want
no,
to,
yeah.
do people want to know where numbers, they can physically address, find
right.
us?
Social security numbers. You've got it all, right?
All
right.
Over the air. Right.
Well. So you guys have the show coming up this weekend.
Yep.
You
guys, Coda on the 1st. We have the Grog Shop on the 5th. We're doing that with Time Cat and Great Grandpa BB. We are at the Rumba Cafe in Columbus on the 15th for our Columbus EP release show. And from there, you can find the rest on the website because I don't know everything else offhand. But there are more places and more times than just those three.
MrMoon.com is the website.
Yep, and the calendar on there is updated, and it's got some good stuff on it.
Very
up.
Cool.
What time are you playing at the Grog Shop on the 5th?
I guess I can't be completely sure.
Yeah, that show just got confirmed within like the last week or something.
No, because I live like right there, so I was going to offer you,
cool.
you know, some food and water.
Cool.
Awesome, yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet.
What were you going to say before I interrupted you?
Oh, I can't remember.
That's cool. You're going to play a song anyway, right?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We are going to go out on this this Mr. Moon tune. What are we about to hear?
The songs that we heard thus far were actually the last three songs of the EP, so I'm actually going to play you what is usually the first track. So it's called Waste. A sylvan scene over hill, valley, and ravine. Into the window of a fairy tale home, cooling the face of a man standing alone. Across from the bed, he spends his nights sitting at his desk, writing of pain and rot and the ugliest of things.
his despair couldn't bring. There's a parasite inside of me, and here I am. Sorry, sorry can be. Sprinting far from the house until his legs give out. Me sinking in mud as he screams out loud. Where were you? You tease. You're no friend to me. And I don't know your face, but